Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Union Finance Minister Sitaraman presents Union Budget for the year 2026-27 says it is aimed at Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Prime Minister Modi hails Budget 2026-2027, describes it as historic. Nagaland Deputy CM Patton congratulates welcomes strong focus of Union Budget on Northeastern region. And ILRC-NSF applauds ANTA for enforcing ILP norms, urges tighter public transport checks. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitaraman today presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha. This was the 9th consecutive budget presented by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitaraman. Terming the budget Yuva Shakti driven, the Finance Minister highlighted substantial strides in poverty reduction and improvement in the lives of country's people. She said this year's budget is inspired by three kartavya of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector. The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years.
To develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub, I propose the Biopharma Shakti with an outlay of 10,000 crores over the next 5 years.
For the labour-intensive textile sector, the Finance Minister announced to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts.
I propose to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. This will help in global market linkage and branding. It will streamline and support training, skilling, quality of process and production. This will benefit our weavers, village industries, One District, One Product, ODOP initiative and also our rural youth.
On the importance of artificial intelligence in governance, the finance minister said adoption of technology is for the benefit of people, including farmers, women, youth and Divyangjan, to access newer opportunities. The finance minister highlighted the government's vision for increasing farmers' income, empowering Divyangjans and the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care, and focus on the Purvodaya states and the Northeast region to accelerate development and employment opportunities.
Increasing farmer incomes through productivity enhancement and entrepreneurship, with special attention to small and marginal farmers. B. Empowering Divyangjan through access to livelihood opportunities, training and high quality assistive devices. C. Empowering the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care. D. Focus on the Purvodaya states and the Northeast region to accelerate development and employment opportunities.
Meanwhile, the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitaraman said that this budget is the first one in the second quarter of the century, leading towards the vision of India becoming a developed nation by 2047. Addressing the post-budget press conference in Delhi, Ms. Sitaraman said that the budget is aimed at Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Finance Minister added that in this year's budget, health has been given equal importance, with special emphasis on mental health. She noted that through the budget, India is primarily looking at building an ecosystem with structural reform, which will continue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the budget 2026-27 and described it as historic. In a video message, Mr. Modi said this budget is the foundation for country's journey towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047. He said the budget reflects the aspirations of 140 crore Indians and strengthens the reform journey and charts a clear roadmap for Viksit Bharat. He said this year's budget will give India's reform express new energy and new momentum.
ऐसा यूनिक बजट है जिसमें फिस्कल डेफिसिट कम करने, इन्फ्लेशन कंट्रोल करने पर फोकस है और इसके साथ ही बजट में हाई कैपेक्स और हाई ग्रोथ का भी समन्वय है। ये बजट भारत की वैश्विक भूमिका को नए सिरे से सशक्त करता है। आज भारत जिस रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार है, इस बजट से उसे नई ऊर्जा, नई गति मिलेगी।
Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton congratulated Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitaraman on presenting the Union Budget 2026-27, describing it as visionary and aligned with the goal of a Viksit Bharat under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He welcomed the strong focus on the Northeastern region, highlighting support for high-value agriculture, including agarwood cultivation, and measures for animal husbandry, fisheries, rural entrepreneurship and MSMEs to boost livelihoods in Nagaland. Mr. Patton also appreciated the emphasis focuses on infrastructure, skilling, allied health services and continued support for handloom, handicrafts and village industries, terming the budget inclusive and growth-oriented. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Inner Line Regulation Commission, ILRC, of the Naga Students' Federation has appreciated the All Nagaland Taxi Association, ANTA, for directing its units to strictly verify Inner Line Passes, ILP, and deny services to non-ILP holders. The ILRC said ANTA's decisive step reflects a responsible approach towards effective ILP implementation in line with the Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation Act of 1873 and strengthens efforts to protect the rights and identity of indigenous people. However, the ILRC expressed concern over credible reports of non-ILP holders attempting to enter Nagaland by misusing Nagaland State Transport and other public transport services. It urged the state government, transport department, NST authorities and law enforcement agencies to strictly enforce ILP checks at all entry points and take action against violations. Reiterating that ILP is a statutory safeguard, the ILRC said it will continue to closely monitor the situation. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today in this special series, we take a look at the projects related to the Ministry of Civil Aviation.
To boost the country's civil aviation infrastructure, 38 projects with a total investment of 90,978 crore rupees are being monitored under Pragati-led ecosystem. Out of these projects, three projects with a total investment of 21,694 crore rupees have been reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under Pragati, and all the projects have been commissioned. These projects are Navi Mumbai International Airport, construction of new Greenfield Airport at Pakyong, and construction of Greenfield International Airport at Mopah in Goa. The directions issued during Pragati reviews strengthened accountability, improved inter-ministerial and state-level coordination, facilitated timely resolution of implementation bottlenecks, and enhanced overall monitoring. A total of 53 issues has been raised on Project Monitoring Group portal across 19 projects, and of these, 51 issues have been resolved. The issues were broadly distributed across key categories, primarily relating to land acquisition, forest and environmental clearances, and construction-related approvals. The Pragati-led monitoring framework has played a key role in fast-tracking civil aviation projects and strengthening India's airport infrastructure across the country. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Desi Rewind from Mokokchung won Fusion of the Bands Tree, a Hindi music talent hunt organized by the Indian Army's Tree Corps under Operation Sadbhavna. The grand finale held at Rangapahar Military Station featured six finalist bands. Jack in the Box won first runners-up and Nikato Tamang and the band secured second runners-up position. The event was graced by the governor of Manipur and Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, along with Tree Corps GOC Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pindharkar and former governor and chief minister Dr. S. C. Jamir. The competition saw 35 bands participate in the online preliminaries, narrowing down to 12 for the semi-finals and 6 for the finale. The Muse received the Special Encouragement Award for the young members. And young Indian shuttler Devika Sihak clinched her maiden BWF Super 300 crown after Malaysia's Go Jin Wei retired midway through the women's singles final of the Thailand Masters at Bangkok today. The 20-year-old from Haryana was leading 21-8, 6-3, when world number 68 Go, a two-time former world junior champion, pulled out due to a hamstring injury, handing the Indian the biggest title of her career. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Union Finance Minister Sitaraman presents Union Budget for the year 2026-27, says it is aimed at Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Prime Minister Modi hails Budget 2026-27, describes it as historic. Nagaland Deputy CM Patton congratulates, welcomes strong focus of Union Budget on Northeastern region. And ILRC-NSF applauds ANTA for enforcing ILP norms, urges tighter public transport checks. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.